Hybrid in-person and virtual meeting of the San Francisco Entertainment Commission. My name is Sin Wang, and I am the Commission's Vice President. We will start with announcements.
We would like to start the meeting with a land acknowledgement. We, the San Francisco Entertainment Commission, acknowledge that we are on the unceded ancestral homeland of the Ramaytush Ohlone, who are the original inhabitants of the San Francisco Peninsula. As the indigenous stewards of this land, in accordance with their traditions, the Ramaytush Ohlone have never ceded, lost, nor forgotten their responsibilities as the caretakers of this place, as well as for all peoples who reside in their traditional territory. As guests, we recognize that we benefit from living and working on their traditional homeland. We wish to pay our respects by acknowledging ancestors, elders, and relatives of the Ramaytush community, and by affirming their sovereign rights as First Peoples. This meeting is being held in hybrid format, with the meeting occurring in person in City Hall, room 416, broadcast live on SFGov TV, and available to view on Zoom or listen to by calling 1-669-900-6833 using meeting ID 895-0454-5609. We welcome the public's participation during public comment periods. There will be an opportunity for general public comment at the beginning of the meeting, and there will be an opportunity to comment on each discussion or action item on the agenda. Each comment is limited to 3 minutes. For those attending remotely, the Commission will hear up to 20 minutes of remote public comment total for each agenda item. Because of the 20-minute time limit, it is possible that not every person in the queue will have an opportunity to provide remote public comment. Remote public comment from people who have received an accommodation due to disability will not count towards the 20-minute limit. Public comment will be taken both in person and remotely by video or call-in. For each item, the Commission will take public comment first from people attending the meeting in person and then from people attending the meeting remotely. For those attending in person, please fill out a speaker card located at the side table or podium. Come up to the podium during public comment, state your name, any affiliations, and then your comment. You will have 3 minutes. Once finished, please hand your speaker card to the Commission staff behind the podium. If using Zoom platform to speak, select the raise hand option when it's time for public comment. If calling by phone, dial *9 to be added to the speaker line when your item of interest comes up. When you are asked to speak, you unmute yourself by hitting *6. Please call from a quiet location, speak clearly and slowly, and turn down your television or radio. If you are also viewing the meeting on SFGov TV, be sure to mute it before speaking during public comment. Alternatively, while we recommend that you use Zoom audio or telephone for public comment, you may submit a written public comment through the chat function on Zoom. Please note that commissioners and staff are not allowed to respond to comments or questions during public comment. Thank you to SFGov TV and Media Services for sharing this meeting with the public.
All right. Commission Secretary Liang, let's do the roll call.
Vice President Wong.
Aye. Here,
Commissioner Perez.
Present.
Commissioner Poggio.
Present.
And Commissioner Thomas.
Here.
Commissioners Blyman, Davis, and Schlander are excused.
All right. Next item on the agenda is agenda item number 2, general public comment.
Go ahead.
Oh, you proceed, sir.
No, you interrupt me first. That's one of my lines. I used to be a teacher for a long, long, long time. But I came to San Francisco 45 years ago for sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Okay. Never disappointed in all of those years. And we need to up the ante and go back in history is what we need to do. And the Entertainment Commission is a good place to start. You gave a nice little speech there about respecting the Ohlone. If you really respected the Ohlone, give them some land back. Let's buy the armory. We can get it for less than $100 million. Let's make it an Ohlone gambling casino and split the proceeds with them. Anyway, there's plenty of financing through the city, through the COPS, certificates of participation. We can take out bonds and do it tomorrow. And that's a good one for a start. Did you know that there are 300 permitted prostitutes in Amsterdam and that they bring in $1 billion a year? Folks, let's go back to 1849 and the gold rush. Let's bring back the brothels. You think sex for sale is going to go away? We're paying money to mess with it down on Shotwell Street or something. Let's make money off of it. Let's protect the sex workers instead of condemning them. What did I leave out? Oh, yeah, the reason I came. The reason I came is there's a cafe next to me, Aurora Cafe, and they want limited entertainment. I want to give them full entertainment. I want to give them a permit for whatever, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I live next door on Valencia at 14th Valencia above the Carlin's Cafe. I'm a veteran, too, as are the 36 others in the building. And we love entertainment, and we would like to see some live music there. So thank you very much for your trouble. I'm H. Brown.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. Are there any other public comments for items not listed on the agenda?
I'm a little, I was going to forget my phone for you. I'm 80 this year. Go for it. Never quit, guys. Never quit.
So there's no one in the room, and there are no hands raised on Zoom.
All right. Public comment is closed. Next item on the agenda is item 3, approval of the minutes for the December 3rd, 2024 commission meeting. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Any public comments on the minutes?
No comments.
Please take a vote, Commission Secretary.
Vice President Wong.
Aye.
Commissioner Perez.
Aye.
Commissioner Poggio.
Aye.
Commissioner Thomas.
Aye.
All right, meeting minutes have been approved. Next item on the agenda is number 4, report from the executive director.
Thank you, Vice President Wong. Good evening, commissioners. I have a brief update for you this evening. I want to introduce all of you to our newest team member, Alex Adams, who is here with us tonight. And he is our newest inspector joining our enforcement division. And if you wouldn't mind just introducing yourself and giving us a little bit of background of where you came from, that would be awesome.
Definitely. Thank you, Maggie. My name's Alex Adams. It's really great to be here and be part of the Entertainment Commission. I'm originally from Arizona. I've lived in San Francisco for 10 years. I'm a musician and have a background in music business and marketing, and play in music around San Francisco and love all different aspects of entertainment in the city. So really excited to be part of it. And on my free time, I like to go out to shows and enjoy the nature. So thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Welcome.
Welcome on board.
Thank you for sharing. We're so happy that you're here, and now we are a fully staffed team. So we're really looking forward to having him in the new year. So the only other update I have for my executive director report is just a reminder that tomorrow is our annual holiday party. So we're really excited. We hope that you can join us. Anybody who is here, you are invited. It is free and open to the public. At Harrington's Pub, which is on Front Street in downtown. The event begins at 5:30 p.m. tomorrow and goes till 8 p.m. We will have a short program beginning at 6:15 with a few speeches between myself and commission leadership and a couple of elected officials. So we hope you can join. It will be a cash bar. There will be food for purchase, and it's just a raucous good time to enjoy company of other stakeholders in the local entertainment and nightlife industry. That is it for my updates this evening, but let me know if you have any questions.
Thank you, Executive Director. Any public comments on that report?
There are none.
Okay, public comment is now closed. The next item on the agenda is item number 5, report from the senior inspector.
Good evening, commissioners. We have received 45 311 complaints since our last commission hearing on December 3rd. I have a few updates below. Please let me know if you have any questions. My first update is about the Hemlock Tavern located at 1131 Polk Street, who holds a POE with our office. We received a sound complaint about the Hemlock on Saturday, December 7th at 1145 p.m. And when Inspector Youngrice responded later that night at 1240 a.m., he observed the side door open on Hemlock Street, with a DJ performing downstairs. He noted there was a small crowd of folks outside on the sidewalk smoking and chatting, and learned there was a private event inside of the venue. He spoke with Hemlock's event promoter, who could not produce a copy of their POE permit, nor was he familiar with the permit conditions, including approved sound limits. Inspector Youngrice took a decibel measurement reading that showed the volume of the DJ to be at 99 dBA, 111 dBC. However, the approved sound limit for the downstairs space is 84 dBA, 93 dBC. Hemlock Tavern was issued a notice of violation for not adhering to the good neighbor policy and permit conditions stating that permits must be displayed in a conspicuous location and there must be someone on site who is familiar with the permit conditions anytime there is entertainment in operation. Following the issuance of the NOV, Deputy Director Azevedo met with the event promoter, permit holder, and representative of building management and discussed their POE permit conditions. Everyone acknowledged their understanding of the conditions and how to ensure compliance moving forward. My next update is about WeFunder, located at 1885 Mission Street, who does not currently hold any permits with our office. On Saturday, December 13th, Inspector Youngrice responded to a 311 complaint about WeFunder at 10:52 p.m. Upon arrival, the doors were closed and a singer was performing inside the business. He observed an amplified mic over amplified pre-recorded music and learned in speaking with the manager that a part of the event had included outdoor amplified music on the back patio until 9:30 p.m. Deputy Director Azevedo and management corresponded in early September after WeFunder was issued a notice of violation for hosting entertainment without a permit. When the citation was issued yesterday, the deputy director reminded management that a permit is required for both indoor entertainment and outdoor amplified sound, and a failure to adhere to these rules may result in additional citations with increased monetary fines. As such, WeFunder was issued a citation December 17th for operating entertainment without a permit, and they have already paid their $100 fine. My next update is about American Bites, located at 478 Green Street, who holds an LLP with our office. On Saturday, December 13th, Inspector Youngrice responded to a 311 sound complaint about American Bites at 10:15 p.m., and upon arrival, he observed a DJ performing in the back of the business. When speaking with ownership, he was told the business has a jam permit, to which Inspector Youngrice explained that the jam permit program ended over a year ago. Inspector Youngrice also reported that he was told the event was scheduled to go until midnight on December 13th, but according to permit conditions, entertainment may not go later than 10 p.m. Inspector Youngrice reported that management was unaware of needing a brick-and-mortar permit to host entertainment. However, American Bites already holds an LLP permit with our office. And last year, Deputy Director Azevedo worked at length with ownership to bring the business through the hearing process to obtain the LLP permit, including the owner that was on site on December 13th during this violation. American Bites was issued a citation for having a DJ perform after 10 p.m. and not having their permit displayed, nor having anyone on site who was familiar with the permit conditions, and for also not sending us a monthly calendar of events as required per their LLP permit conditions. My last update is about Gestalt, located at 3159 16th Street, who holds an LLP with our office that was reconditioned by the commission on March 19th of this year to only allow entertainment on Fridays until 7 p.m. due to severe ongoing enforcement issues. We received a complaint about Gestalt on Thursday, December 12th at 9:15 p.m., and when inspector visited on the next day, Friday, December 13th at 11:15 p.m., there was no entertainment. However, in speaking with management, he was told they only have entertainment on Friday until 10 p.m., which is non-compliant by Gestalt's current permit allowances. As such, an EC inspector will revisit Gestalt on an upcoming Friday to ensure compliance with their LLP permit. Please let me know if you have any questions.
Thank you, Senior Inspector. Any comments or questions from my fellow commissioners?
Yeah. I noticed Bill Graham generated a number of complaints and measurements were taken and so on. Is there a set limit for sound for Bill Graham Auditorium?
I will defer to executive.
Yes. So Bill Graham Civic Auditorium is managed actually under a Department of Real Estate lease. So they're a little bit of a gray area in terms of our permitting. So they're just subject to Article 29. So we are at this point unaware of who this complainant is, and they've been unwilling to engage further than the emails that they've been sending. And so we've tried many times at this point to connect them directly to another planet, and it has failed. So at this point, we don't have any idea where they live, how they're being impacted. And as you know, that building is huge. And so without having any further intel, it's very hard for us to then work with Department of Real Estate to ensure that proper upgrades, if needed, are being made to the historic building. So we imagine that there could be some reason in why for why this person might be experiencing sound issues. There might be some form of leakage coming out of some area of the building. But for us to be able to determine that, we really need to know where this person lives. So we're happy to support if they engage. And we would then work in partnership with Department of Real Estate on that so that they can make whatever needed upgrades are needed. Yeah.
Got it. But it does sound like the inspector was able to take measurements that were showing substantial sound.
Yes,
impact,
aside from an individual. On one of the occasions, although it's quite odd because the complaint came in prior to there even being entertainment, and one of the complaints the week prior came in while there was no show whatsoever. So it's hard to determine if it's even the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium that is causing the disturbance.
Got it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right. Thank you.
Any public comments on the report from the senior inspector?
No public comments on this item.
All right. Public comment is closed on this item. Next item on the agenda is item number 6, updates on nightlife business assistance from our director of nightlight initiatives, Ben Van Houten. Floor is yours.
Thank you, Vice President Wong. Good evening, Commissioners. Ben Van Houten from the Office of Economic and Workforce Development. I have a relatively short presentation. It's good to see all of you again. It's been a few months. Some updates on a couple of state and local developments in the interim. State nightlife bills, at one point I think we talked about 6 different bills we were tracking, all of which got signed into law. Top line for us was the San Francisco co-sponsored SB 969 to expand entertainment zones statewide and also do some technical cleanup that actually will improve the program in San Francisco starting in January when that takes effect. So excited for that. We've already been advising a number of other jurisdictions in California about lessons learned from our entertainment zone program. Excited to see some new models pop up all around the state. AB 1775 from Assemblymember Haney, the cannabis cafe bill was signed into law. This would allow for the preparation and sale of food on the premises of consumption lounges in cannabis dispensaries. That it does require local implementation legislation in order to take effect. So some local steps still to come before we see that move forward. And then finally on this slide, AB 2359, the expansion of our, I think, very successful Type 87 neighborhood liquor license program, which creates affordable full liquor restaurant licenses for the outer neighborhoods. 10 new licenses coming starting in 2025, 5 for the Excelsior, 5 for the Bayview, where we've seen a significant demand for these licenses. We were also tracking a series of bills around drink spiking, all of which were signed into law. And I put the implementation dates in here because each of them has a different date. So AB 2375 requires Type 48 bars to provide drink lids upon request, similar to the drink testing kits that are now required for bars to be able to provide upon request under existing law. This would add drink lids, and it requires an updated version of the don't get roofied signage that I know we had discussed at this commission previously of having very strong objections to that framing. That language continues in the new legislation, which is disappointing to see. But in addition, this drink lids requirement starting July 1. Starting January 1, there is a new requirement for bars to report drink spiking when they believe there is a suspected drink spiking, when somebody, when a patron complains that they suspect their drink has been spiked. Bars must contact law enforcement or emergency medical services under a set of specified conditions. There's a set of conditions and a set of directions in the legislation itself. So something for bars to be aware of, given how quickly this becomes a new obligation for them. Finally, AB 2402, incorporating drink spiking education into the responsible beverage service training that that is required of licensees, that would take effect in a few years. A couple of updates on entertainment zones. So we have launched three entertainment zones this year: Front Street, the Thrive City Chase Center Entertainment Zone, and there was, I think it's fair to say, a soft launch of the Harlan Place Mark Lane Entertainment Zone over the weekend, battling the weather. We're currently working to implement other downtown zones that were adopted in President Peskin's downtown activation permitting legislation. That legislation designated 10 new areas downtown as eligible to become entertainment zones. And we're also working with Public Works to support the other piece of that legislation, which was the development of downtown activation permitting to enable community benefit districts to host frequent events in these corridors over with a multi-year permit, actually. So work on all of that continues. And then the mayor and Supervisor Mandelman introduced a new piece of legislation to designate a Coal Valley entertainment zone. Exciting to see this concept moving more into the neighborhoods. I think we'll see more of that in the year to come. And that legislation would also make those technical fixes to align our local law with the good changes in SB 969. Closing it out with a couple of updates on some other local legislative pieces that we discussed at prior hearings. The reforms around professional drawings were recently signed into law. As a reminder, that legislation removes the requirement for professional architect-drawn plans where there are changes of use without changes in occupancy or alterations. So, for example, if you were adding a liquor license and moving from a limited restaurant to a restaurant, or you were adding a place of entertainment permit and adding a nighttime entertainment use, you will no longer need professionally drawn plans in order to do that change of use, which can save a business tens of thousands of dollars in some cases. So really exciting to see that change move forward. Last week, the board adopted the mayor's legislation to implement license fee waivers. So out of the passage of Proposition M, which did a lot of good things to improve and lower the taxes for arts and entertainment, nightlife businesses, the follow-on legislation to Prop M will eliminate license fees beginning in 2026. I think it's almost 50 different license fees, including entertainment license fees, assembly permit license fees, and the food and beverage health permit license fees. Those are the annual license fees. And again, that starts in 2026. So, we want to make sure that businesses are still paying for those annual licenses in 2025. And after that, good news in the waivers moving forward after that. And then finally, just to note that the impact fee removal, the mayor had proposed legislation to remove impact fees for changes of use from production, distribution, and repair uses to other non-residential uses. A technical piece of legislation that was ultimately tabled by the Land Use Committee. But again, the idea here was when you change from a production use to some other type of commercial use, and we have seen production warehouses turn into entertainment venues, turn into restaurants, other nightlife businesses. They do have to pay impact fees. Legislation to eliminate those impact fees was tabled in the Land Use Committee, so it will not be moving forward. But that
did they say why?
You know, it's a good question. I know that there were concerns about from some community stakeholders about protecting production, distribution, and repair uses. There was a set of community concerns, but I do think that ultimately, I know that the Office of Small Business was working tirelessly to figure out the pathways forward on this. So would ultimately defer to them in terms of, you know, where things stalled out.
Okay. Well, many of the other changes, especially locally and at the state level, are very welcome. Glad to see some of that bureaucracy being streamlined. Any other commissioners have updates or questions?
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any public comments on the updates on nightlife business assistance?
No public comment on this item.
Okay, public comment is closed. Moving on to item number 7, hearing and possible action regarding applications for permits under the jurisdiction of the Entertainment Commission.
Thanks, President Wang. I'm going to introduce our consent calendar. We have 3 limited live performance permits for indoor entertainment on our consent agenda tonight. All of the applicants completed outreach, and there was only concern expressed for the LLP for Studio Aurora. And in response, the owner agreed to end entertainment by 10 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and 11 p.m. on Friday and Saturdays only. The self-imposed condition is listed in the staff recommendations for their permit below. I also want to add that as of last night and this morning, I did receive some concern about the LLP permit for Mini Bells that's on consent. The concerns alleged that they were opening a business inside of the Fillmore Heritage Center, which is not the case. The business is located across the street. So the correspondence is included in your file for review, but I recommend keeping this on consent tonight. SFPD had no added conditions aside from the standard calendaring condition for from Central Station, and the staff recommendation is to approve the consent agenda with the staff recommendations below.
Any comments, questions? Okay. Any public comments?
Good evening, commissioners. We have one hand raised in Zoom, Jonathan Lum.
Jonathan?
So, Jonathan, please unmute. Yeah, there's an echo, so if there's another screen or device, just mute that.
Okay, sorry.
No, I think that's better. So you have 3 minutes for public comment. Thank you.
Okay, this is regarding the Magnolia permit. Is that what we're on right now?
We are not. That is going to be under the regular agenda, so this is just for the consent agenda items.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you want to hang back and wait for that item?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Any other public comments on
yeah.
the consent agenda?
There is none.
Okay. Public comment is closed. Do we have a motion to approve these?
I would like to make a motion to approve the consent agenda with staff recommendations.
Second.
Vice President Wong?
Aye.
Commissioner Perez?
Aye.
Commissioner Poggio?
Aye.
And Commissioner Thomas?
Aye.
Okay, those permit applications are conditionally granted. Please follow up with Deputy Director Azevedo for next steps. Deputy Director, would you like to introduce the next application?
Yes. The first permit on our regular agenda is for an LLP permit for Magnolia Brewing Company, located at 1398 Haight Street. Magnolia Brewing Company recently underwent an ownership change, and the new owners are applying for the LLP permit to host occasional indoor entertainment, such as DJs and small bands. The reason they are on the regular agenda is because they were initially scheduled to come to hearing in November, but we received some concern from their upstairs neighbors, so the owner elected to push their hearing date to tonight to allow more time to conduct extensive outreach with their neighbors. However, I will say that I have not heard from the owner as to whether or not they completed this revised outreach. You'll see in your files tonight that the concern from the upstairs neighbors was about the disruption they believe that would be caused by live entertainment. I did explain the parameters of the LLP permit, and the owner shared that they don't plan to have regular programming. Senior Inspector Zavrina has set an internal sound limit for the space in accordance with Municipal Police Code Article 29, and there were no added conditions from SFPD Park Station. The owner is Kevin Kynock, and I'm actually, are you here tonight, Kevin?
I don't see.
It doesn't look like the applicant is here tonight.
Okay.
But it can still be, you can still address it and hear concerns, take public comment, and take a vote.
Okay. Do we have any knowledge at the staff level of, so we're not sure what happened with the outreach then?
Correct. I was unable to get an answer from the owner. I did reach out repeatedly, and I did not hear back. I can say that I wasn't sure if they wanted to come to hearing tonight because they did have to repost their yellow poster for 10 days in advance. And Inspector Young Rice was able to confirm with ownership in a site visit that they did want to come to hearing because they accepted the yellow poster and they reposted for 10 days. But I could not get confirmation about the revised outreach efforts to their upstairs neighbors.
Hi, interesting that they're not here given that outstanding information. Comments?
I mean, I feel like, especially if people have come here to give public comment, that we should hear them and respect their time. But if we have questions that only the owner can answer, we might potentially need to push this back.
Makes sense.
That would be my suggestion.
Makes sense to me. Unless you guys have any comments, should we go to public comment? Okay. Okay, are there folks here or via Zoom to give public comment on this?
Yeah, do you want to check Zoom first or should I hop up there?
In person first.
I have a viewer card, but I don't have a pen. Do I need to pull this out?
You can pull it out afterwards, no worries.
Okay,
I guess here. Hi, my name is Danica. I live directly above the building, directly above the restaurant. As in my room is right above it, not just like adjacent, I'm directly above. I submitted written testimony. I have that with me. I'm happy to read it. That seems unnecessary, unless that's typically what people do. Great, you have that, please review it. There's not really much else to add except that, you know, a limited live performance permit, it's great in the right spot. I think it's fantastic. This is just not the right spot. Granting this permit would make my living situation not inhabitable. Whatever the decibel limit is, my room is right there. There's just one layer between us. I'm going to hear the sound. And hearing that sound, that beat, that music over and over and over, I won't be able to live there. No one will be able to live there. So with that, I just really ask that you hear me and my roommates and that you really do not grant this permit. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just out of curiosity, because the owner is not here tonight, have they reached out to you to talk about any measures and ways you can work together on a compromise or anything like that?
They have not. I don't see a compromise that would be workable based on everything I just shared. Do you have some more information there? Okay.
No. Thank you.
Do you need me to?
Any other public comments?
So Jonathan Lum is raising hand on Zoom, and then we have another one after Jonathan.
Jonathan?
So again, Jonathan?
Hi, we can hear you.
You have 3 minutes.
Okay, great. So I'll just read my testimony real quick. I also sent that in. I'm formally protesting the application by Magnolia Brewery for live music performances at their venue, located directly below my apartment at 1392 Haight Street. While I understand the desire to bring entertainment and vibrancy to the area, I'm deeply concerned about the negative impact this decision will have on my quality of life and mental health, as well as that of my roommates and neighbors. The introduction of live music in such close proximity to my home will create a constant source of noise and vibrations that is not only disruptive, but could have serious consequences for my well-being as someone being treated with an anxiety disorder. Research shows that prolonged exposure to loud, repetitive noise can contribute to increased stress, anxiety, and sleep disturbances, all of which negatively affect mental health. As someone who works from home and relies on a peaceful environment for concentration and relaxation, the prospect of live music beneath my apartment would severely compromise my ability to maintain a balanced mental state. I urge the relevant authorities to consider the negative impact this establishment's live music license would have on the local community, particularly on the mental and emotional health of residents. I respectfully request that this application be denied, or at the very least, subject to stringent noise control measures and limited performance hours. Thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan. All right, next up is Aya. So, A, if you can hear me, please unmute yourself. Yes, we can. You have 3 minutes.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Thank you.
Okay, great. You have 3 minutes. Thank you.
So, I am the master tenant up on top of the apartment. I've been living here for over 4 years. My name is Aya Hamdoun. So, I'm also a former employee of Magnolia, the previous business, and I've maintained a positive corporate relationship with the previous managers and staff. And they were consistently understanding of the severe noise and issues impacting my neighbors and me. The sound travels through its walls and floors. It's a really, really old building. It's enough force to rattle furniture and even beds. And even when the bass is on, the disturbance is immediate and unavoidable and at times intrusive to our health and our quality of life. Even at modest levels, the bass vibrates through our units. I've talked with previous staff, me working there. I like consistently check the noise. It's a super old building, one layer, everything goes through. They also never ever tried to reach out to any of us, any of our neighbors, even me going in I've passed by them. They've never made an effort to speak to us, introduce themselves. That's another thing. And I work from home, like the peaceful living would be impossible. I have meetings, we all wake up early. I mean, I cannot emphasize enough that, you know, understanding these impacts and respected our need for a quiet and keeping the bass entirely off, that was the past management and staff, and introducing live music below us right now would escalate these challenges to an unsustainable level. All of us in this unit work from home, wake up early, and rely on stable, quiet environment. And even my neighbors who asked me to speak on their behalf, Angela Karsner and Joe Corrick, who live on top of me, share these same concerns along with other neighbors in the unit. They have requested to add their names to opposition to the potential live music arrangement. We collectively request that 5E Time commit to full prohibition on bass use, install soundproofing, and maintain strict volume and operation hour level limits. And these actions are essential to the balance and the needs of the business with the non-negotiable rights of the tenants to a livable home. So they've never reached out, and I'm not okay with the live music if even the bass from the sound system below is a disturbance already. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Aya. There are no more hands raised on Zoom.
Okay, public comment is now closed. Do we have any more commissioner thoughts and comments here?
Do we know if Magnolia is a restaurant or is it a bar, pub?
Magnolia Brewing is a restaurant and bar. Yeah, they're known for their beers.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
And have they had a permit previously at any point?
Mm-mm. No, but they've been there for a very long time.
I was told by the new ownership that the previous ownership did have entertainment, but they did not host they did not have a permit from our office. We did not have a complaint history, though, about this address.
Got it. Yeah, because clearly they were playing music if the previous
owners were able to turn off the base and so on, like that was a known issue. So, yep. I feel like we should have the owner in here to be able to answer some questions. So I would like to continue this to a future hearing so we have the opportunity to ask some questions of the owner.
Seconded.
All right. Should we take a vote? Secretary Liang?
Yes. Vice President Wong?
Aye.
Commissioner Perez?
Aye.
Commissioner Poggio?
Aye.
And Commissioner Thomas?
Aye.
Okay. All right. Next item.
The next permit and final permit on our agenda this evening is for a place of entertainment and extended hours premises permit for Habibi Lounge located at 26 6th Street. You may recall hearing about Habibi Lounge during the enforcement reports from our last few hearings, as this business has been issued for citations since October. Habibi Lounge opened and began operating as a restaurant with entertainment and late night food service without permits from any city agency. They came on our radar because of sound complaints, and through education, they have obtained a health permit and are working with our office to come into compliance for their entertainment, outdoor amplified sound, and food service after 2 a.m. For a little background, Habibi Lounge is a two-story restaurant with their second story being an outdoor patio. They are located on the corner of 6th Street and Stevenson Alley in the C3G zoning district, which has the most liberal zoning controls in the city, allowing for 24/7 indoor and outdoor operations. Their current business hours are listed online as 10 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 5 a.m. Friday through Saturday, and 5 p.m. to 2 a.m. Sundays. They have hookah, and while they have applied for a liquor license, they currently do not serve alcohol. The location is fairly commercial, except that they share a wall with a tourist hotel, and approximately 25 feet away from them across Stevenson Alley is a 200-unit SRO called Seneca Hotel, which is managed by the Tenderloin Housing Clinic, or THC. After applying for the POE and EHP permits, they applied for one-time permits to host indoor entertainment and outdoor amplified sound. Since late August, we have received 6 sound complaints, and as I previously mentioned, we have issued them 4 citations since October for either hosting entertainment without a permit or for violating their one-time event permits. Of the 4 citations, the most recent one remains unpaid in the amount of $500. The POE permit they are applying for is to host indoor entertainment Thursday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 2 a.m., Saturday, 11 a.m. to 2 a.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., along with outdoor amplified sound Sunday through Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., Thursday, 11 a.m. to 12 a.m., and Friday and through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 2 a.m., and none of these days would exceed 8 hours total. I'd like to note that their POE permit does not include indoor entertainment Monday through Wednesday. Additionally, they have applied for an EHP permit for late night food service daily 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. and indoor entertainment Friday through Sunday 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. For outreach, the owner's architect sent a letter to all of the buildings located within 150 feet from the business, and you can see a copy of their letter, an outreach list, and an outreach map in your file. Although the letters were sent out Friday, November 29th. The outreach letters for the Seneca Hotel were just distributed to residents this past Friday, December 13th. Importantly, I would like to note that the mid-market CBD and THC reached out to the owner of Habibi Lounge weeks ago to set up a meeting at the business to discuss their programming plans and meet each other in person. After both the CBD and THC sent multiple emails to the owner to schedule a meeting and he didn't reply, his architect stepped in and set up meetings for Wednesday, December 4th. The day before the meetings, it was learned that the owner was out of state and couldn't make it back to the meeting, so they were rescheduled to Tuesday, December 10th. Unfortunately, the owner was unable to make the meetings on the 10th because he was hospitalized, so his architect and general manager met with the CBD, THC, and Senior Inspector Zavrina for their sound test. The CBD did not have any comments on the POE and EHP applications, but THC does have concerns, especially about the outdoor programming, because the Habibi Lounge is located so close to their SRO, the Seneca Hotel. THC would like to meet with the owner of Habibi Lounge and speak with him directly to voice their concerns and see if there is a middle ground they can reach when it comes to their permit conditions. Additionally, they want to see the owner demonstrate good faith that he will operate his business in compliance with our good neighbor policy and bear in mind the proximity to the SRO and its tenants. Rather than including staff recommendations for the permit conditions tonight, staff are recommending that the permit be continued to a future hearing date for the following reasons. One, they have an outstanding citation of $500 that needs to be paid. Two, the outreach letters were distributed to the Seneca Hotel residents just 4 days ago. And while I don't think Habibi Lounge needs to redo their outreach, I do think it's necessary to give the residents more time to review the letter and reach out with questions or concerns as needed. And three, THC requested an in-person meeting with the owner of Habibi Lounge, and that has not happened yet. THC is a community stakeholder representing a large, vulnerable population who resides immediately adjacent to Habibi Lounge, and their concerns need to be heard and addressed by the owner. Continuing this permit item would allow for more time for the owner to pay the citation and meet with THC in person. I also want to add, since I authored this memo, that I did receive a letter today, just this afternoon, from the owner of the Windsor Hotel, which is immediately adjacent to Habibi Lounge, shares a wall. It's a tourist hotel, and they did voice concerns about the applications. Since I received that letter, I was able to send an intro email with the hotel owner and the Habibi Lounge team, and they already have connected to set up a to discuss setting up a time to meet in person, but that letter is included in your file tonight for review as well. Let me know if you have any questions for me directly.
Great, thank you for that thorough report. I think all of us are here because we're very passionate about promoting nightlife and making sure that we have a thriving entertainment sector, but hearing some of these repeated violations and an unpaid citation is definitely problematic for me coming into tonight. I'd definitely like to hear from the owner and anyone else from the team that's here, just to hear your side of what's been going on so far.
My name is Joe Benveniste. I'm the architect. Hello, commissioners. This is Ali, the owner.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
This is Ayub, the general manager.
Hello. I'm Ayub, the general manager at Habibi Lounge.
Okay.
Well, I was hoping to make a presentation about Habibi Lounge. It seems that there's an issue of neighbor notice that's come up, and would you like? I'd be happy to address that specifically. We've sent out approximately 240 neighborhood notices.
Sorry, just take a pause, because it's not typical for us to have the architect be the person giving the presentation. Are you involved in like the day-to-day operations, or what is your role with the business?
I am assisting them in the process of neighbor outreach, and
okay,
and I prepared the plans, and
okay,
yeah, I've been a part of the process.
Okay. Sorry. Before we get to the presentation, we did have that question. I did have a question here just to understand what's been going on in terms of this history of repeated violations and an outstanding citation that hasn't been paid. I just want to hear how this all transpired.
I paid the citation for the $500. I already did pay it.
There were two citations for $500. One remains unpaid.
I just paid the one, like, maybe within a week. Did you receive it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. There's another one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I could go ahead and take care of that one. Okay. Not an issue.
And in terms of just receiving so many different citations, it's a little uncommon for us to see a business with so many violations of the law coming before us for a permit.
We control our sound system and everything, the sound. We don't have no more complaints at the moment, because after they came in, they fixed all the sound, and we were aware of the situation last time when they met with Ayub. They told them, because the sound, how much is the level limit of the sound, so we have that under control.
So according to the sound system, I forget his name,
the sound inspector?
Sorry, the sound inspector. Wasn't it Isa? Andrew, was it Isa?
Andrew?
No, Isa. Isa.
Okay.
He came over, and we met him, and he was like, you know, the when he first came, he said the sounds upstairs have to be really low. And I'm there, like, most, like 24 hours at a time. Like, most of the time I'm there, and I'm always, like, you know, I'm always going by the books. I'm like, okay, so how low do you want it exactly? He was like, just put it really low, make sure it's not going out of the roof. So I'm like, okay, so I put it down, and I'm consistently going upstairs and detecting the sound, making sure the customers are not playing with it, and making sure, like, none of the team is playing with it. So a week or two weeks after, he came by, and he was, you know, I caught him recording, and I'm like, what's going on? And he was like, well, I'm recording because upstairs you have the volume really loud. So I'm like, upstairs or downstairs? He was like, no, upstairs. So, you know, I just told him, I'm like, okay, if I'm hiding something, you know, like, you know, I wouldn't be taking it upstairs, but I voluntarily took him up the stairs and I was like, where's the, like, he was like, no, you can't have nothing up there. He was like, your volume has to be completely off. But I was like, you came 2 weeks ago and told me that the volume has to be like really, really low. Like that's the point where I had it was to a point where people were barely listening out the roof. So he basically told me two different things. So finally Andrew came last week. We met up with him. We went upstairs. We were downstairs anyways. We checked the sounds and he gave us the exact number that we have to have it at moving forward. I downloaded the app that he told me to do. We're just trying to do the right protocols, to be honest with you. And I think we deserve a chance. And I feel like we'll definitely bring a lot of great impact to the community, bringing nightlife. Our food is very good. You know, we have a very top executive chef that's very first and foremost before his food. He's very clean, very good customer service. His food is delicious. Our team is very, very giving. You know, obviously, as you know, that street is very rough. We have people consistently come in there, like, you know, not with the right minds. You know, obviously, you guys know about Sixth Street, but we're very giving. You know, can I get a water? Can I get a soda? You know, can I get it? You know, we're just trying to give back because I feel like, you know, obviously, by us and our neighbors being there and helping out the community, you know, we plan on giving back food drives. We plan on giving back gifts during holidays and stuff like that. So, you know, as a, you know, your community is who you are. You know, so we feel like by us being there and we getting a shout out. Especially after Andrew came and told us exactly what our numbers were on the decimals and stuff like that, we definitely will be doing a better job moving forward.
Okay. Thanks for that explanation. If you guys want to continue with the presentation, I think we'll have more questions after.
Yeah, something. Yes. Regarding they said that we have a live DJ, you know, performing. We never had the live DJ performing at all. We have our own system, and we do have an iPad and a computer that's over there. And then we have one of our employee, except on Friday and Saturday, you know, we have one specifically controlling the music because everybody need different music at different times. But we do not have like a live DJ that's performing with a mic or anything. We have our own music set up already in the system. And then based on what customers want, what music they want, then he plays that for them. He came inside, I think, a month ago or something. He took a picture of it. That stand and the equipment is ours. It belongs to us. It doesn't belong to anybody. We don't have no live DJ performing. So we have our own system.
I just wanted to check in terms of our commission process. There was a staff recommendation around continuing the hearing to a future date, and so I feel like either we start the, you know, either we hold the hearing now and then maybe continue if there's more information that we need, but part of the reason to continue was to allow nearby residents longer time to respond. So I just wanted to check in. I don't want to take up people's time if we're going to make them come back and repeat it again. So just wanted to check in and see where we were on the process.
I think that's definitely true. But given all that's happened this so far with this business, I wanted to have a sense of what's been going on for us to be able to consider that, because I think they need to show us they can play by the rules before we can bring them back.
Commissioner,
also, those residents who are here who might not be able to come back later on, maybe we can have at least definitely the rest of them, we should hear what they have to say.
I'd like to make a clarifying point about the DJ, if that's allowed, Vice President Wang. So to clarify to you, the way that entertainment is defined, it does not matter if the DJ equipment belongs to the business or to a performer. When our inspector has been there, and the reason the citations were issued was there was a person who was presenting themselves as a DJ, and it's been documented. I'm not sure if there was a confusion there, but having a person behind the DJ booth with the DJ equipment running on the iPad, on the laptop, with the decks going, that is entertainment. Even if they are just pushing play, it's the presentation of the DJ. So it does not matter if they're bringing the equipment in or it belongs to the restaurant, that's still going to be considered and treated as entertainment. So the permit that you have through the 21st, the temporary one-time permit, has covered that activity on Fridays and Saturdays. It does expire on the 21st. That's this weekend. So that means it needs to cease after the 21st until this permit, if and until this permit is issued.
May I just speak? Just because we're all here, and I believe members of the THC are here in person tonight, I'd just like to address this issue of outreach. We provided outreach letters to each of the residents of the Seneca Hotel in a timely manner, and we were blocked from getting those letters to the residents, in my opinion, by the THC itself. I probably sent 5 emails. I went in person and spoke with someone for 15 minutes at the Seneca Hotel. Someone came the next day, all in a timely manner. And finally, on the third day, the property manager finally showed up and accepted these. I've probably made 20 phone calls. I've sent 15 texts in order to get these letters to the residents of the Seneca Hotel. That was our goal, was to do that. And unfortunately, it seems like we were being blocked from speaking from the property manager. The property manager has never responded after 5 phone calls, 4 texts, and 3 emails. He's never responded to us. So it's our interest. It's only because we persevered over and over and over again to get these letters out so that we could all be here at this meeting that we were finally, after multiple visits to the Seneca Hotel, able to do that. And so it seems like everyone is here right now. And I mean, this is a property that's been vacant was vacant after Daddy's Cafe closed for 3 years. They spent 6 months renovating. We're very apologetic for the NOVs we received. I believe some of them were a result of not understanding that the one-time permits covered both indoor and outdoor, and then we had to cure that and correct it and get an additional one-time permit. There was some confusion, but this space is a struggling, minority-owned, immigrant-owned mom-and-pop business. It's a Middle Eastern restaurant that the police chief, Scott, was there just last week, spent half an hour. We have recommendations of letters of support from the police department. It's really important. We're deeply appreciative, and we think of the Entertainment Commission as an asset to sort of help us get in compliance. When the senior inspector came last week, it was a wonderful benefit because Ayub, who's a general manager who's there all the time, was able to get the sound controls corrected and know and really understand that this is the first time they've run a business like this. And so it was very useful, and we don't see any reason why.
Very useful.
Thank you. It does sound like you exercised your due diligence in trying to get the noticing out, and there were some things that fell through on the side of,
and I'm happy to provide
All the same, it does seem like THC requested an in-person meeting with the owner, and that hasn't happened yet, and they had some conditions that they wanted to discuss.
I'm available. I'm willing to meet with them anytime they're available. Whenever they want, schedule.
We haven't heard what any of those
No, those conditions haven't been shared, but Ollie, you have not responded to a single email that has been sent. So I think it's important to note that here tonight, because it's great for you to say that you are willing to meet anytime, any place, but there have been countless emails, and myself included, that have gone unresponded to. So I do think that honoring the THC's request to meet in person with you as the owner hasn't been fulfilled yet, and the conditions that were not shared with you, Joe, or you, Ayub, because they wanted to meet with Ali.
We understand, but Ayub is a general manager. He's there on a nightly basis. He's there when the entertainment is happening.
I'm probably there like more than.
It's
just.
Here. It's.
Can you speak into the microphone?
It's confusing that there just haven't been any communication from them. It just feels like a stalling tactic. This is how we're seeing it, We spent a great hour, Ayub and myself, meeting with the THC, and we discussed a lot of topics, and we met with, I'm not sure why during that hour-long meeting that we have, not one issue was brought to our attention. And I'm not sure why after 10 attempts to get in touch with the property manager of the Seneca Hotel, Manny Fuentes, I believe, he has never responded to a single communication. This feels like a classic stall tactic. So I feel like it's unfortunate that you guys...
Quite frankly, I think that's how staff feels as well, that our emails have gone completely unresponded to. I do want to hear from the owner here, especially since we haven't heard from you.
I was on a business trip to Michigan, and it was a very, very important meeting. And I was there really busy for the whole week. We tried a few times because, you know, business didn't go good. And we had to expand it to more time. And I told Joe to change the date. He changed the date. I came back. I mean, I wanted to, you know, appear in person. But I got a very severe flu, my chest, my neck. I mean, like, I couldn't even speak. It was like a very severe cold, and they had to give me, you know, medicine. I stayed over there maybe like half a day in the hospital. But, you know, I really was looking forward, you know, meeting with them. But based on the business and when I had the meeting in Michigan, came back, and then I wasn't feeling good. I stayed maybe like 3 or 4 days not feeling well until I went to the hospital. But I'm here back, and I'm willing to do anything.
Okay. Thank you. At this time, are there, I just want to check if there are folks here to give comment on this issue. Okay. If you guys wouldn't mind taking a seat now. Do you guys have any other questions or anything before we? Okay. After the comment. Okay. Then let's proceed with public comment.
Good evening, commissioners. My name is Rachel Sims. I'm a community organizer with the Tenderloin Housing Clinic Central City SRO Collaborative. Today, we request a continuance on the agenda item regarding Habibi Lounge's application for a place of entertainment and extended hours premises permits. As you've heard, despite our efforts, we have not yet had the opportunity to meet with the owner to discuss our concerns or propose our recommendations on time, place, and manner conditions. Without meaningful dialogue and collaboration, the voices of the community have gone unheard and their needs unaccounted for in this process. A continuance would allow time for productive engagement between the owner, residents, and businesses to ensure that any proposed permits are balanced, reasonable, and mindful of the neighborhood's existing challenges. We strongly believe that postponing the decision will allow for a more informed and equitable outcome for all community members. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you. I think they need you to fill out a card. Oh, okay.
Good evening, commissioners. My name is Prathibha Theke, and I work for Tenderloin Housing Clinic. I oversee the community organizing department of Tenderloin Housing Clinic, and we have we work with tenants in 6th Street, mostly Seneca Hotel. And Rachel, I was not available for a month, but Rachel, who is a staff person, has done outreach with other community members for a lot of the residents and the businesses there. There are several concerns. None of them are here. There's only one resident here, but we have tried our very best to meet with the owner many times. So I have personally gone there when they just opened, just to figure out what is going on with Habibi Lounge, because residents at Seneca Hotel had called our department and said, we cannot sleep at the night because of the noise and complaints that we have heard and all kinds of things that goes on around. So I've reached out to them and I told them who we are and where they can reach us, and gave our information to them. We've not heard. So as you heard, I mean, I'm surprised to hear there is only very few noise complaints, but I hear it all the time from the residents in that area. So I'm hoping this continuance will allow us to work with the owner so we can come to some kind of understanding. We do understand the importance of entertainment and positive business in 6th Street, which is extremely necessary, but we cannot have it on the backs of this residents and the conditions of 6th Street, how bad it is. We can't add to that. And so we want to have that conversation with the owner. So I hope the owner here would meet with us and come with an open mind to hear our concerns and to work with us. So this continuance would really help us to get there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon to all commissioners. My name is Shirley Jackson. I am a resident of the Seneca Hotel. I'm a three-time cancer patient that has had surgery within the last, 9 months. And I agree with the continuance so that we can meet with the owner to see if we can get this resolved some kind of way. But I will state this, on behalf of all the other residents, they can't take it. I conduct the meetings every once a month. I'm a tenant organizer for CCSRO. And the noise, it is really bad. I have to put my earphones on sometimes to hear my television. And I won't lie. I mean, you know, I'm not trying to knock their business or anything like that. But I do think a continuance would be good for us. Thank you.
Good evening, commissioners. My name is Greg Johnson. I'm a special projects organizer for CCSROC. I don't think that any of us are opposed to business. We like to see businesses thrive here in San Francisco. I mean, anything else would be uncivilized. But also it'd be uncivilized for businesses to open and not work with the community. I mean, that doesn't, you know, especially if your customer base is not from within that community, it's outside of the community, it's good to understand how things are or why things are the way that they are. Sixth Street is horrific right now. We got 28 additional officers that were transferred from various SFPD stations to clean up Market Street. I'm out there every day talking to people, moving this along. I don't know who Habibi's Lounge is. I don't. Do I want to know? Of course I do. They're in our community. I think we should know. The time gives us an opportunity to get to know one another. We're not opposed to their business, but we would like some outreach to the people, not just the residents, but the business owners that are there as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment?
There are no hands raised in Zoom.
No more public comment.
Okay. Maybe you all can come back. I think some of my fellow commissioners had some questions for you.
Thank you for coming in tonight. I have read, and they were read in prior meetings by the senior inspector, of the actions that were taken to one of the inspectors that responded that night. He had to fix a sign and indicated that the owner called him up, and the owner was very irate. Was that you, sir? Did you call up one of the inspectors? The inspector, Asa, did you give him a call? It said that you were very irate and that he could not come back inside the business again.
No, I mean, we did talk, me and him, on the phone. It was like a while back regarding him, because when we talked with Caitlin on the phone, she said regarding, like, having a music, you know, with, like, an iPad or something, you know, playing music is okay, like, at the beginning. And then when he came in, he was taking pictures, and he said we did have a live DJ and everything, and then, like, you know, false accusation. And I told him, you know, pass on. If you come, like, in the afternoon or come, like, during the daytime, come check out our system, you know, take a picture of it so that, you know, you could pass on the right information, show them that, you know, we do have our own system. During the day, like, weekdays, like, you'll see Ayub or one of my cousins, you know, running the system with the music and stuff. You know, it's not like really a live DJ. And I told him, I went to him to, you know, send in the right information.
Okay, because I just want to state that, you know, it's a public expectation that we're going to have these businesses inspected, and that it's my expectation, I believe I speak for my fellow commissioners, and certainly a public expectation, that if a staff member goes inside there with responding to a call for service, a noise complaint, or an administrative task like having to fix the sign, that they be met professionally by you. And if you have any issues with them, you can certainly email their supervisors, you can call.
Yes.
But we expect people to be cordial to our staff, to our city employees.
Yes.
I also want to segue to citations. So citations are not punishment. It's not an issue of just paying a citation. It's about correcting behavior.
Yes.
And oftentimes we can do that with education, advisements, admonishments, and citations are a tool. And when citations are issued, generally in this case as well, it goes from $100 to $300 to $500.
Yeah.
But what I'm hoping to see is that behavior is corrected, not just that citations are paid, but that behavior is corrected. And so as the staff pointed out, the permit is over, your one-time permit or your temporary permit is over with December 21st. So that means like December 31st, New Year's Eve, there's not going to be an inspector giving another citation and observing violations. That's my hope.
Yeah, I mean, I'm new into this business. Like throughout the whole Bay Area, we have a lot of businesses, gas station and, you know, restaurants and everything. But coming to San Francisco is really difficult with the sound and everything. I never noticed this in the beginning when we opened up. You know, we thought we, you know, could open up. It shouldn't be like a problem. But when they told me about the commission and the entertainment, you need sound for outside and then inside, it was just too confusing for me and it's new to me. So I never knew this before. I never done it before. So this is my first time. So we really, you know, learning this as, you know, together, trying to make this business successful.
Great. Thank you. Because I mean, everybody wants your business to succeed, but we just need to ensure that it's within the provisions of the permit. And there's going to be a lot of focus on Sixth Street, and Sixth Street is, you know, there's a lot of plans with city government for Sixth Street, and, you know, vital businesses are part of that plan.
Yeah.
But we need to ensure, one, that when staff, be it entertainment inspector or an SFPD officer or anybody who is going to go visit your business, that they're going to be met cooperatively and cordially. And if you have an issue, then you can bring it up to their supervisor. But we expect
we will comply with everybody and, you know, work together. And for the neighbors, we're going to sit with them and talk with them and hear their concerns. And we're going to work together to resolve the whole issue that they have going on. We want to hear them out. And, you know, the neighbors are the most important people. We are in a community. We have to connect together. So we're going to work it out and hear their concerns and find a solution to their concerns.
Okay, thank you very much.
No problem.
Thank you. That's what we want to hear. And as Commissioner Poggio said, we want to see you guys succeed. Sixth Street needs small businesses to open up. We need investment. We love to see that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Before we can move forward with you, we just want to see you guys play by the rules and that you guys do the outreach you need. It's good you sent out those letters, but we need you to sit down with important stakeholders like Tenderloin Housing Clinic to really address what the issues are and figure out some compromises here.
Yes, we will. Thank you. Thank you so much.
So in that spirit, does anybody have a motion here?
I'd like to make a motion to continue to the next meeting.
Second.
Secretary Liang.
Vice President Wong.
Aye.
Commissioner Perez.
Aye.
Commissioner Poggio.
Aye.
And Commissioner Thomas.
Aye.
Vice President Wong, can I say something about the next hearing date?
Yes.
Just to clarify. So the next hearing date is held on January 7th, Tuesday, January 7th, same place, same time. It sounds like there is a willingness on your end to meet with THC directly. There are lots of emails so that you can follow up on an existing thread. Holidays are upon us, but it is so critical that you have that meeting before the 7th. And we will also resend that citation link for you so that you have it available to be paid. Okay.
The other thing
is you will need to repost your yellow sign for 10 days. So we will arrange for that to happen this weekend.
Okay. Okay. And just a reminder, your one-time permits do expire December 21st. So we need to see compliance between that and the 7th as well. Okay. Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is item number 8, Commissioner Comments and Questions. Anything, fellow commissioners? All right, any public comments on this item?
Just a reminder that the Entertainment Commission holiday party is tomorrow. What time and where?
Harrington's Pub, 245 Front Street, 5:30 p.m. Be there or be square.
we hope to see you all.
Oh, I just want to say welcome to the family, Alex.
Yeah.
Looking forward to working with you.
Welcome, Alex. Okay. Public comment is closed then on that item. And this meeting is adjourned at 6:50 p.m.